Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time, big 11 o'clock hour. So, you know, we in Talk Radio know these things. You know about Doomsburg. You know Michael Bloomberg. I've talked about him, my experience with him over the years. You know who he is. You know it extensively. You know how many different ways and times, right? But yesterday, for a lot of people, was pretty much, you could argue, maybe millions of people watching the Super Bowl, their first experience kind of in, hi, I'm Michael Bloomberg. I'd like to take away your guns. That's not how it was crafted. So how do you push back against this? In other words, people that revere the Second Amendment, there's no worries with this guy. People that want to grab guns, there's no worry on their side. This guy's in the front of the line in good standing. But there's a whole bunch of people who are persuadable on this issue, or maybe, given the media bias, don't even know what the issue is, other than, well, this guy's going to jump in and he's going to fix it. That's what he's running on. He's a fixer. Joining us to break this down, how do you combat this? And I'd be open to your suggestions too, is Amy Hunter. Amy is a head of communications for the NRA and their national spokeswoman. Joins us again here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Amy, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here talking about this issue.
Yes. Well, Amy, what I wanted to get from you and draw on your expertise, if you had to put a button on this, because, you know, to be compelling, people have busy lives and all this. I see the appeal of my adversary here in the case of Bloomberg, particularly given the media bias. I'm looking at the ad right now being replayed on Fox. What's the best strategy to take this apart?
Well, I mean, I just think what everyone needs to realize when you're thinking about Bloomberg is just what a hypocrite he is. You know, he's a billionaire who is trying to buy the presidential election. He thinks he knows better than the American people. He sees the country as something he needs to fix. He needs to tell people what they can eat, how loud they should listen to their music, what they should do for self-defense in their own homes. And meanwhile, the man walks around with 24-hour armed security detail. So he's trying to convince the American people that he's the guy to vote for. But meanwhile, he really just sees America as, you know, his kingdom and the American people as his subjects. And we just at the NRA want to make sure that people know the real Mike Bloomberg and sort of the hypocrisy at the center of all of it.
Well, that's a good point. In fact, in your ad, you have an African male, African-American male, who pops up a few times, the digital ad that ran yesterday. And he makes exactly that point about protecting his family versus what Bloomberg would do. Now, how do we combat the other part of this, though, is his persona that he's trying to create with all this money is he is only talking about kind of around the edges, common sense. He's erudite. You know what I mean? He's not going to come in and make a major disruption. How do you combat that part of the message?
You just have to make sure that people know the truth. Michael Bloomberg has said publicly on record that he thinks anyone who wants to have a firearm in their house is stupid. He just doesn't, you know, this ad is a perfect example of him talking around the issue, as you said, and not being direct. Michael Bloomberg is running on a campaign. He has put millions and millions and millions of dollars. I think it's going to be $60 million in this election alone in 2020 to make sure that he's pushing for gun control, ineffective gun control in a variety of states across the country. And people just need the truth of what he wants. He wants the American population disarmed.
Yes, I like what you said, too. You know, there's a lot of factoids I have in front of me, and I'm glad, Amy, you know, that's for people, maybe in political debates or whatever, some of these factoids about what he did and guns and all that. I think it's the persona of this guy and linking it to, I've been around him and I've seen how brutal this guy could be, and he wants to determine your health, the big gulp issue, and then pulling that out toward your own protection versus pretty much his the last 20 years or 30 that I can tell he's had multiple guards with multiple high-powered weapons.
Yeah, he has. He enjoys armed security, and he can afford it. But most regular Americans cannot afford armed security, and they need to, they need to be able to defend their homes, their families, themselves, whatever way they see fit. So it's just the ultimate in hypocrisy. And you know, just an example of that ad. I mean, the ad that I think that is sparking this, that a lot of media have come out and called him out for. I mean, this whole weekend, if you were paying attention to the news, you were seeing before the ad even aired, he had put it out online, and tons of media outlets picked it up. The ad wasn't even accurate. He portrayed this, it's this terrible story of this this mother whose son was killed. It's just a terrible tragedy. But in the Michael Bloomberg ad, the victim is portrayed as a child. I mean, anyone seeing that ad would think that this victim was a child. And then they go so far as to put up a stat saying that every year, 2,900 children die from firearms. Well, that is not an accurate fact. He's gone ahead and included adults in that. He's included 18 and 19 year olds in that stat. And when you take out the young adults, not children, but the young adults, the 18 and 9 year olds, that stat drops by more than half. So, and the person who was the victim in that terrible incident was a 20-year-old man. You know, so he just, you know, he wants to push this agenda. He's using emotional pleas. We see this all the time from anti-gun politicians. They use they exploit terrible tragedies, and they play on people's emotions to try to get them to vote a certain way. And they use misleading stats, if not downright false stats. And the other thing that we were left wondering after that ad is, would any of the policies that Bloomberg pushes have actually prevented that crime from happening in the first place? And, you know, that's something I think people need to look into when they're considering these types of when they're considering what Bloomberg is proposing.
While I have you here, I'm looking at we're talking with Amy Hunter, spokeswoman for the NRA National. We're starting to get some statistics. We're going through this in Pennsylvania. They haven't done it yet, Amy, but the so-called red flag laws in New Jersey, NJ.com just finally has the statistics. This is only since September 1 that more than 200 people had their guns seized just since September 1st. That's not, you know, that long ago under so-called red flag laws instituted in New Jersey.
Yeah, we're seeing these in a variety of states, these laws. Look, these laws have no due process in them. They are ex parte orders where somebody who is could easily abuse these laws. So you're mad at your ex or whoever it is in your life that you don't like, you can go to the police station, you can make a complaint about them. The police don't ask the person who's the subject. They don't ask the person being accused. They just go to that person's house, take their firearms, and then it's a very laborious process to get them returned, if ever. So there's no due process. The person just has someone show up at their house, and there has law enforcement show up at their house, and their firearms are seized. None of these laws contain any punishment for people who file.
That's right. That's
flag.
Critical. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you do go in there and you do this just because you're mad at your ex, there's nothing in these bills that says you can't do that, that there's punishment for actually filing a false flag. And finally, you know, the upsetting thing is, you know, these laws are pitched as a way to help people who are struggling with their mental health. You know, somebody is so dangerous and so on the brink of something, whether it be a suicide or a mass shooting or some sort of a homicide, they're that up they're that on at wit's end that they're the enough so that the police can go in and seize their firearms, but nothing in these bills says let's follow up and have these give these people some mental health. Let's see what's really going on. The only solution they have is that based on an accusation, the police can go in and take away their firearms. So now, we're just seeing really, really bad bills.
Here's a factoid, and I know New Jersey is a crowded, populated state, but even NJ.com says the guesstimate is, and they see this as reliable, there are an estimated 1 million gun owners in the state of New Jersey. That really surprised me, given how restrictive the laws are, how much governor after governor. I mean, it is one of the biggest gun-grabbing states in the country. And yet, even in New Jersey, you have a million people that are gun owners.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you had mentioned earlier our video on social media that we did in response to the Bloomberg ad. And that's a good example, if you watch that video, of just the regular people who are gun owners. There are, you know, millions and millions and millions of gun owners in this country, and they're good, law-abiding people who simply want to protect themselves. And the numbers are high. I mean, this is a country that values, you know, your personal liberties. And this is when Bloomberg or when these anti-gun politicians come out and try to take this away, they don't realize that they're impacting just how much support in America there is for gun rights.
Well, I got to say, you are a heck of a spokesperson. Thank you for joining us again. Where can people find, Amy Hunter, that video that's in response to the Bloomberg video?
If they go to Google and they type NRA Twitter and click on that link, they'll see it right at the top.
Thank you, Amy. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.